Welcome to News Video Clip. Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton is the official Republican nominee for U.S. Senate. Now, if you don't know much about Ken Paxton, say you live outside Texas, I'll tell you a few things about him. First of all, he claims to be a Christian and yet cheated on his wife, who divorced him. He had to pay $300,000 after he was charged with a felony by the Security and Exchange Commission. Plus, he gave a sweet deal to a guy who was raping a kid. So let's take a look at more of Paxton's record. Here are the gals that I've had it with a great rundown. Let's take a look at his sick, sick record.
Let's dive into Ken Paxton's record. Pop this up. So he was impeached by his own party for corruption. Perfect. Perfect for MAGA. Paid $300,000 to settle felony fraud charges. Again, chef's kiss. Had multiple extramarital affairs. His wife, by the way, when she filed for divorce, filed for biblical reasons. Is under investigation for mortgage fraud. Perfection. Stole a $1,000 pen for another lawyer. I like the scope from like high corruption to just a petty thief. I like that he is the whole MAGA candidate, and was sued for firing whistleblowers. And so this guy is perfect. And unsurprisingly, he also protects child rapists. Pop this up. Adam Hoffman raped his son's best friend for 3 years. First degree felony, life without parole. Ken Paxton's office gutted it to 60 days. He walked free after 30 days. No sex offender registration. His record scrubbed clean. Texas protects predators with power. So I want you to think about that. His son's best friend was raped. Ken Paxton, the guy, the biblical guy who's wound up about tofu, races in and gives this guy 30 days, and he isn't registered as a sex offender. These are MAGA values. This is what these people do. This is...
So it's absolutely disgusting. And is there any surprise that President Trump supported this scumbag in the primary in Texas for the nomination? Speaking of scumbag President Trump, his Department of Justice has now started a criminal probe into E. Jean Carroll, who is the woman whom Trump raped. And then she later went on to win a lawsuit against him for $83 million. So here's CNN with more of the story.
Utilizing the most fearsome power of our president, the investigation and possible prosecution of individuals who he perceives to be his adversaries. First, it was Tish James. That case was thrown out. Then Jim Comey. That case was thrown out. He's going after Comey again. That case is going to meet the same fate. This is garbage. And it is alarming because it is a classic sign of authoritarians. Dictators would blush at Donald Trump's abuse of his criminal powers. It's not American.
It sure isn't American. It's absolutely fascist. And of course, MAGA voters have no problem with this because they are just as sick and just as corrupt as Trump is. All righty, let's continue with the Trump administration. Trump's Department of Homeland Security is planning to divert international flights away from landing in big cities that are in Democratic states like New York, Los Angeles, Boston, Philadelphia, etc. And over at Fox News, Fox News stooge Harris Faulkner thinks this is a great idea. So let's listen to her ramble, and then we'll pick her apart.
Picture, it tells me that this is not over yet. Newark Airport alone, okay, handles 130 to 150 international flights per day on average, carrying 20,000 passengers. The latest DHS list of sanctuary cities includes Boston, Chicago, Denver, Los Angeles, New York, Philadelphia, San Francisco. And along with Newark, all of those airports handle 1,100 international flights per day, carrying around 185,000 passengers. Well, they're not just going to not fly. They're going to go to places where there are not sanctuary districts. They're going to go to red states and cities. And what will that look like? A boon for the red states. And again, people will just really hate living in blue states and their sanctuary districts.
This is totally insane. As if someone is going to pay thousands and thousands of dollars on an international flight and then only to be directed to some city they never wanted to go to. Harris Faulkner is either on crack or she's insane. Either way, she's being mocked on social media. Let's see what people are saying. Aaron Rupar writes, it's not just that people like Harris Faulkner and DHS head Mark Wayne Mullen are evil and incredibly stupid. It's that they are unshakably confident in their brilliance while being evil and extremely stupid. Right on. All right, Juliet Kamen writes, is she always this obtuse? The planes are not going to red states since the blue city airports in red states are already at capacity. The planes will be canceled, and it will become apparent real fast that crashing the economy of the blue states will hurt the red states more. That's true because blue states pay more in federal taxes than red states do. It's actually the blue states that support the red states. And finally, another person writes on social media, this is idiotic. No, if you cancel international flights to those cities, they are not going to be diverted to red cities. Those airports are already operating at full capacity and could not even remotely handle the volume. Instead, there would be mass flight cancellations. And this is painfully obvious. Does anybody in their right fucking mind actually believe all these flights from New York City, Philadelphia, Los Angeles, Boston, Pittsburgh are going to suddenly divert and go to these small-ass airports in Kansas, in Arkansas, in Oklahoma? You really think those little small-ass pissant airports will be able to handle that kind of traffic? Yeah. Good fucking luck with that one. Good job. All right. Those are all the stories we have today. We do have links to all of our stories right below the video. We back up our stories, unlike the right-wing podcasting scum, talking about Joe Rogan, Benny Johnson, Tim Pool, Jimmy Dore. Those losers never back up their stories. We do. All right, that's all we have for you today. Please be sure to like and subscribe. Or if you hate this show, please subscribe. Or let's say you hate me, please subscribe. Alrighty, we'll be back later with more stories.